clearing a space. The aim of this short guided visualization is to help you find some mental space around whatever might be troubling you at the moment. It's the first step of the practice of focusing, developed by Eugene Gendlin, and is a way of cultivating inner awareness and connecting with our own inner wisdom. Sit in whatever way gives you the greatest sense of ease and comfort. Taking the time and trouble to ask your body how it feels about the way you're sitting. How does it feel? Not rushing. This is all part of being with ourselves in a friendly sort of a way, and this is part of the practice of focusing. So there's a key guideline for focusing, checking within yourself and only ever doing what feels right. If you are checking within yourself in a kindly, patient and curious sort of a way, then you are developing inner awareness and wisdom, regardless of what else you do or don't do during this exercise. So, closing your eyes if you'd like to, and if this feels right, invite the sense of the you that's always been you throughout all the ups and downs of life, that's seen it all and is still here now. So sitting with the feeling of being yourself, insofar as that's present. And if this feels right, imagining yourself in a place that connects you with a feeling of peace. Perhaps in a garden, somewhere in nature, or it might be indoors somewhere. Real or imaginary, either is fine. Take a moment to invite the sense of this place into your awareness. The sounds, the light, all that you can hear, see and feel. That the details of the mental picture may not be what's so important here, as just the feel of the place that comes in response to your invitation. Somewhere in there is your body remembering, recognizing the sense of being at peace. But of course it's important to appreciate that it may hardly show its face at all or decline the invitation completely, and chasing after a feeling may simply frighten it off. And similarly, it's not necessary to try to hold on to a feeling or to lock it down in some way. Rather to be with the flow of experience as it changes, as it surely will. And turning attention inside yourself, asking yourself, what's between me and feeling absolutely fine right now? An answer may come up immediately, but pause a little in case there's something else just behind it, waiting to be noticed. What's bothering me? What's getting to me now, today? We are most of us usually carrying any small number of hurts and grievances or worries that niggle away at us. So what comes up may relate to something that happened recently in the past day or so, or it may connect to some bigger ongoing concern. And if many issues are jostling for attention, just choosing one for now, we can come back for the others later. And then, as best you can, resisting any temptation to go down old familiar trains of thought, thinking or worrying about the problem. Remind yourself that now is not the time for going into it or analysing. Instead, as it were, step back a little and say hello to it, as if shaking hands, even if you don't like it. And that way it knows you've seen it, and you can maybe get a sense of the whole of it. Seeing if it's okay to just be with it. And pause the tape here if you need longer for some issue to make itself known. And when you're ready, shifting the focus to the bodily feel of the problem, noticing how that whole issue is being held, carried by the body. Maybe there's an area of tension or an uneasiness, perhaps something that's kind of jittery or has a heaviness to it. Or maybe there's fear. If there's some quite strong emotion, then maybe sensing around it, beneath it, at the edges, to see if there is more than at first appears. There may be strands of contradictory and confused feelings all at the same time. So acknowledging all of these without going into any one of them or trying to fix anything. Or it may be that at first not much seems to be here at all. Perhaps it's been here so long you hardly notice it anymore. So taking your time. What's the feel of this whole issue? Sometimes it helps to ask the body how it would feel without the problem. And it might say lighter, or stiller, or some such. And then we start to notice something that has been there all along. And now imagining taking this whole sense of the problem, the whole bodily feel of it, and lifting it out of your body and placing it down somewhere, giving yourself a break from carrying it. Find a place to put it where you can still see it, but it's far enough away that you get some space. Maybe it feels good to place it on the shelf or put it in a box. Add a label if you like. That whole thing about being shy. That gnawing worry about my health. And know that putting these troubles down for a while is not avoiding, it's not denying anything. In fact, this can be a really helpful step in opening up a space in which later on it becomes easier to see what's really going on, clearing the way forward. So having placed this concern or difficulty somewhere outside of you, then checking back inside. Maybe there's a little more room to move. And sitting with yourself again, the you that's always been there through all the ups and downs of life. And asking again, what's between me I'm feeling perfectly fine. Pausing to see what's around for you right now. When something comes up, saying hello to it. Shifting to the bodily feel of this trouble or concern. Lifting it out of your body and placing it somewhere, not too close, not too far. Adding a label if that feels right. Checking back inside. So now, it's fine to pause the tape and repeat this process as many times as you wish. Identifying an issue or a problem. Getting the whole bodily feel of each one. Moving each to a place outside of you and checking back inside. And then when you're ready, having the sense of yourself, separate from all those troubles you have set down around you. Notice that you are more, much more, than all these difficulties, however many there are, however big or dense or heavy or tangled up they may be. They are there, and you are here. If they feel too big, then moving them just slightly further away, giving yourself more room to breathe. Take time to appreciate any sense of greater freedom or harmony that is present for you. We are now coming to the end of this exercise. You may find it helpful to spend the next few minutes making some brief notes about what came up for you.